Because I think people are ready now, because we've got a taste, and then you know which ones you're interested in, what ones resonate with you, and which ones don't. So to open that up to students would be a brilliant idea. So that's thank you. No, that's important.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, in this class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just break down the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer the question. Go beyond the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, okay, I've got a good idea now. Anything else? Like, that's for outside the class. Or beyond. You know, it's like the, what is that, value added?
Yeah. Value added.
I like that idea.
Yeah, like just offer it, because you, once you have a taste, you want more, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, and it's also something that, I mean, there is a certain amount of self-work that happens, you know, like there is a lot of the inner work that happens, but you need to connect that to the outer.
Well, there is no separation.
Well, yeah, right. But I mean, like the work that you, there's some of the work that you do in solitude, I think, you know, in terms of like, you know,
well, you
bringing that
practice
into your practice. Exactly.
You have to do it every day.
Right.
Yeah.
And integrate that into how you walk down the street and how you do all of these things, you know, like a, you live a practice, do you know what I mean?
That's right.
But to have the kind of inspiration, we are social beings, and we like to live practices together, you know.
Well, we do. We catch it. It's not something that you can teach.
Yeah.
It's something that you catch from other people, which is why I thought that's why these groups need to be opened up, is because you catch it. You can't. They couldn't come in and do a contemplation session. They can do enough to give you this, you know, this little inner movement, whether this is yours or not. But it's more just a way of being. It's more just this expansion. It's this openness. It's creating this space. It's just stopping judging. Like, knowing that separations are illusions. Just think of all of ourselves. Yes. We're having fun. We were never apart.
A+. Gold star.
But that's what we were talking about.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Oh. Because we're all still in the same space.
We're even still all in a circle, really.
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't go anywhere without your blanket. You just don't. Because you get cold if you do, or, you know, you might need to sit down on the ground. You know, you just. So when I'm traveling, I never travel without this.
It's a great blanket.
I can, you know, when in the airports, when you're lying down on those benches, you can sleep, or you're wrapped in an airplane, you can put. Or here. Yeah. Look at Leo, she's doing. See, that's what the African ones do.
Yeah.
Except what they'll often do is wrap it around their middle so that your middle is right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
ketchup and, well, let's see where this is going. Because this was an idea that's unfolding. And so when we were talking about it, we said, well, it's not just a few leadership people that need to be part of the discernment. Everybody in this room needs to be part of deciding where the people is.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And to have the courage to admit it when you're professional, have to justify it.
Yeah. Oh, assessment is like the most ridiculous thing ever.
It's like, but this is assessment. But what we're doing
right.
is we're assessing the course.
Yeah, exactly.
And the people that are involved are doing the assessment, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean. It's so, I don't know, it's so interesting because, I mean, I'm in education, you know? It's what I'm studying, it's what I'm researching and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, as soon as I came here, I knew that this was the Dittmar classes, and Dr. Phil does a similar, you know, approaches. There's a lot of profs on this campus that have a very similar philosophy and approach to education. And then, you know...
I thought you meant to meet Dr. Phil.
I just love calling him Dr. Phil. I think it's so funny. For that exact reason. But yeah, and so it's great when you and entirely frustrating when you come across like Paulo Freire, who wrote about this type of learning like 40 years ago, you know, and was saying, hey, like this is the way that real learning happens. This is what real knowledge is, and the other knowledge and the other form of education is actually an indoctrination serving the mass, you know, those in power and all of that kind of stuff. And it's like,
known.
Oh, it takes so long to awaken.
Yeah, people in power like suppress our ability so that we don't gain knowledge or power.
Yeah.
Because they want to stay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all about self-empowerment.
Well, or you know what? It's being part of the flow. As long as you're part of the flow of life, everybody is growing. But it requires constant change.
Yeah. Some specific things where you're like, oh, I'm not a part of the flow right now. Like, I don't know. I don't really get it.
Just exactly what we've been talking about and going through. That's exactly it. You're always looking for, because your body will tell you, right?
Yes.
You know. Is there
my wife.
Is there any time you don't know? You can just hit it.
Can we bring people back into this room? Is that allowed?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
You're good. Just welcome them back in.
Okay. I'm not very good at raising my voice. Especially when they're like engaged.
So,
you know, I don't have my bell here. I don't have my bell. We could all own, though.
So to be able to take, that's what this contemplation is about, to be able to hear the attention and then to live out of that, live out of that, and live out of that. So then you're part of the life force, because we all are, each in a different way.
And it's like that part of flow, I think, is it's really subtle, you know? And it's easy, you know, You know, it's like when you start to, I'll liken it to a relationship, you know, when a relationship kind of starts to become a struggle, but it's not so much of a struggle that it's like, okay, well, I can stay here and continue this relationship. But then once it becomes so much of a struggle that the relationship ends, then you can go and look back, oh, that's where it started, you know, that bit of a struggle. That's where our relationship started to come out of that flow. It's in a very subtle way. But if you want to look at it is an intellectual look at flow, but it's also the ecstatic flow that he looks at. There's a TED talk by Mikhail Kazinsky or something like that. Look, it's just called Flow Psychology. And he actually talks about how our brain is only able to process so much information at one point in time. It's something like 100 bits of information, something like that. Which is why you can't listen to two conversations at the same time, because one conversation takes about 65 bits to be able to process it. So he says that he's done all of this research, and when people are in this experience of what he calls flow, you are so absolutely taken over by the experience that you don't even have enough bits left over to process your own ego. And it's that moment when you're, like, for me, it happens in writing sometimes, when I feel like I'm not writing, like my hand is doing the writing, or sometimes when I'm playing music, when I'm playing my ukulele, writing songs and stuff like that, I'll just, like, or jamming with people, and especially when it happens with other people in art, it's like you all become one. No one has an ego anymore. And that's like that really high state of ecstatic flow. But that comes down into a more subtle part of just watching and listening and feeling with all of your senses what direction the current is moving.
That's right. And when you get
okay, everyone,
good at that, like that's what contemplation is about, you know when to up the energy frequency so that you can go with the flow, or when you need to bring the energy frequency down. So rather than being
so what kind of things do people discuss?
Being aware of where it is and how to flow with it.
And we're back.
So, I know I left it pretty general, and you probably strayed off to other topics. But what's that?
No.
I'm sure.
On topic.
So basically, this is like the halfway point check-in for the contemplative element, and it's actually quite important for me, in particular, because this is my my hope. I'm in an this is what I want to do in education, is to bring in contemplative elements into curriculum, into schools, and everywhere. So your feedback, whatever it is, it is very helpful for me. And anyways, so whatever you have to say, I welcome. So any themes or any points that you feel are important?
Guilty of trying to learn like a whole course material before the final exam, but it's kind of interesting that the contemplative element, it just makes you slow down so much, and I find that it commits a different part of your mind and your memory to a sort of learning that, you know, I find so much is so fast paced, like choke down so many facts and memorize this and that, and it seems that like this kind of invokes a different level of understanding. And I realize that a lot of that is sometimes on a more personal level, but it's, I think it also has to do with the fact that how much we slow down and really appreciate